And welcome to Contest of Content,
the podcast where every episode we pit a beloved TV show
and a beloved movie
against each other in three high-stakes and utterly stupid battles to the death.
Our guest judge will choose which contender reigns supreme.
The winning champion will receive a pair of Yeezy Boost 700s,
a pocket full of sunshine,
and a Domino's marble cookie brownie in the shape of a heart.
I'm Nick Kaminsky.
And I'm Shelby Sweeterman.
And this week's guest is a very funny comic. Please welcome Jessica Mulder.
Hello.
Hi, Jess.
Hey, how was getting here to this recording?
Not great when I flipped the numbers around and rented the wrong house.
So. How far down the street were you?
It was about a block and a half away, so you have a neighbor that wonders why somebody in all black was just knocking on the
you
door.
You look like you could very politely be trying to rob her.
I know, right? Except for the sweatpants, it's like I'm too lazy to rob anybody, for sure.
No, that's just for agility.
Yeah. Excuse me, can I please have your valuables?
Yeah. Could you tell me where they are, which ones are most valuable? Hi, thanks for coming on to our podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Do you like TVs and movies?
I love TVs and movies.
Were you trying to steal a TV from my neighbor?
Yes,
How many TVs do you currently own?
2.5, because one of them just been sitting in the hallway, and I don't know.
Which hallway does it sit in?
The one right by the front door, just waiting for somebody to snatch it out.
No. Any day now.
So you stole that TV and you just haven't done anything with it yet,
I have no idea where it came from, to be honest. And it's like on its side in the worst possible way.
Conjured a TV. Yeah. It just happened.
What kind of shows do you usually find yourself vegging out to while you should be doing productive things?
Oh man, lots of comedy. Definitely still watching Seinfeld every day as if it's still a show on TV because it's on Hulu. So I watch that all the time.
I'm not a fan of Seinfeld.
What?
I don't like Seinfeld.
That's crazy.
So you don't like Seinfeld himself?
Yes.
Okay.
I like the other characters fine.
Yeah.
He is annoying and his shoes are too white. I know that's more a problem of the 90s and not exactly him, but they're just so distractingly white.
We're going to lose listeners, Nick.
I love Seinfeld.
But honestly,
he's very funny.
I'm also not super into Seinfeld.
Yeah?
But I think maybe I just need to give it more. I don't like shows that make me feel super uncomfortable.
Okay.
So maybe, but now.
Because you have enough of that in your everyday life, basically.
But now that I get high sometimes, maybe I just need to be high while I watch it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think you guys missed the boat. If you don't like it, it's over.
Maybe.
It's
Did
over.
You watch it when you were a kid?
Yes. Yeah. When I was 11 years old, I watched it. And now I see these references and I'm like, oh, I get the abortion joke, but I didn't get it when I was 11.
It's such a cultural thing. I understand its importance in the culture.
Can I use this as an opportunity to say the word zeitgeist?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? Guys? Fucking zeitgeist.
Nick, I just want you to know you can say zeitgeist whenever you want.
That's really, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't always feel comfortable
saying
the word.
Well, it's all about what you're comfortable with.
Well, yeah. I'm going to say it more often now. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I just want to help empower you.
I feel more empowered.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. That's what this podcast is all about.
This is actually an empowerment.
It's an empowerment podcast.
Podcast.
Okay, so the battles we're working with this episode are...
Yes, the battles for this week. The lead is actually really annoying, not kind of annoying.
Well, there was some confusion over that.
I thought it was kind of... It's fine. I know exactly what I'm doing. The second one, the second challenge is wish this would end.
And the final one, book was better.
These three go together really well.
They do.
These go together well. We've had some other ones where it was much more difficult thinking of a movie or a TV show.
Oh, boy.
Did you have any problems coming up with yours?
No.
Okay. So you're like, it's been more difficult, but this one wasn't difficult at all.
This one was easier because they all went together so well, but it was difficult because I had to watch something that I kind of fucking hate.
Okay.
So I've done this two times in a row, and I didn't... Should we reveal our choices?
Would you like to start? Hold on, let's start.
Well, hold on, are we starting? I don't know. Are we starting right now? I guess I want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for.
Jess, what do you
think?
I mean, this might be unrelated, but it's your fault that you keep watching things you don't like. It's your choice, right?
What you're watching.
No. First off, I refuse to accept any responsibility for anything that's ever been difficult in my life.
If you get better at battling, then you could defend anything.
I think I'm doing pretty
good
at it.
Listen, I won last episode. I'm still riding that high.
All right. Okay, I will say I've thought about it a lot since last episode, and I'm pretty sure Sam gave me a pity win last week. Judge last week, who was very, very nice. I'm pretty sure she just wanted to build the suspense at the end and have it not be a shutout, but I've wrestled with it, yeah.
I think you did a good job, though.
Thanks.
Yeah. I love that, like, we've been talking about this. This is, like, a competition podcast. Yes. And we're two people who don't like competing.
Yeah, why are you helping competition. Each other? Not on the
we're
team.
So helpful to each other while we do this.
Like, stop it.
I feel bad when I beat Shelby. Because I know how hard she tries. And she's
thank
she's
you.
Fine.
It's a little patronizing. But
yeah,
okay.
I know. I was like, oh, he's kind of, like, subtly jabbing you, but pretending it's
now
nice.
I'm, yeah.
Oh, men. That's so much meaner than, like, active
I'm from the Midwest. We're not nice people. Okay, so yeah, let's get started, I think. Let's get started, I guess.
Nailed it.
All right, so this week I didn't really pick one movie that I hate, that I think the lead is kind of annoying, that I wish would end, and that I think the book was better. I sort of picked three. Although I'm going to focus on just one for the podcast. But I watched all three goddamn Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh my god.
For this fucking podcast. And I actually went to Goodwill because I was 100% positive that I would be able to find all three of them on DVD. And I did. And I bought them all. And I watched them all. But I'm going to focus on Fellowship because that's the book I remember best. Because I don't think I ever finished Return of the King.
That, so. Fantastic. I am a Lord of the Rings fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Good. This is going to be more fun then.
I am a bit, but I am perfect. I rewatched them and I was like, Return of the King really holds up. And people are like, they all do. And I'm like, Return of the King really holds up.
Really? That's the one for you that you think holds up well?
Well, yeah, we don't have to get into it right now. We'll get some battles. Yeah, So I read a lot of fantasy.
You do.
So I was, all the shows I was thinking of were fantasy based shows. And so it's cool that you picked a fantasy movie also.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of went back and forth on this one. I had, you know, options. I was torn between two, but I settled on a show with an ensemble cast. It's a show on HBO. It's based on books I've read.
Oh, good. Oh, God damn
it. It's sexy.
Uh-huh.
It's bloody.
Oh, no.
It's True Blood, based on the novels by Charlaine Harris.
You got me.
I did. I got you.
I thought you were going to say Deadwood.
No, you didn't.
I thought you were going to say Hung.
I was like, it has to be Game of Thrones. I'm going to pick Game of Thrones. It has to be Game of Thrones. And I felt so bad because I was like, I don't want to scoop Game of Thrones from Nick and talk about it on this. Like, I feel like
I
can be better utilized in a later episode. So I kind of saved it. And then I thought about it more and I was like, True Blood.
True Blood.
It's so better.
Jess, do you have any strong opinions about either of those TV shows or movies?
I have seen neither of these.
I love it.
And, like, mostly actively on purpose not seeing them. Because, they're those types of movies and shows that, like, come at you and everybody's like, you gotta watch this, you have to. And I'm like,
absolutely.
Well, now I'm not fucking doing it.
Anymore. Absolutely.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So this is great. Like, yeah, you could make up anything and I'd be like, that's.
Oh, man. This
outside of, like, the main mainstream things that everybody knows.
This is, we're gonna have to, like, work for it.
Yeah, this is gonna be, this is a treat. Like,
this is gonna be fun. All right.
Well, we might as well get into it.
Yeah, let's get
into
it.
Battle one.
All right, so movie will start. The lead is actually really annoying. So, I don't know what everybody's opinions on Elijah Wood is. Opinions are, I like him. I think Elijah Wood is fine. I have no strong opinions really one way or the other. I guess Lord of the Rings is very much an ensemble, and I think there are many annoying things that happen throughout the entire first movie. They're all annoying, actually. They're all fucking annoying. So there's four little hobbits, and all they want to do is eat and sleep, and smoke weed, but they can't call it weed. It's like not weed, but it's weed. But so there's those four guys, and then Frodo is one of those hobbits, and he's got all this, like, shit thrust upon him. But like, does he? He's kind of an asshole. But then, so then there's a dwarf who they make just like an idiot. And then there's Orlando Bloom as a pretty boy.
Nice.
And then there's Viggo Mortensen as a dude named Viggo. And then there's Gandalf, who is Dumbledore. And then that's it, right?
Your understanding of this movie is spot on.
Unparalleled. Yeah.
Yes. Frodo is Rudy, right?
Frodo is not Rudy. Rudy is his best friend.
Oh, okay.
Rudy is Sam. And he is a amazing, like, he tries so hard.
He's a good boy.
He's a very good boy.
He's a very good boy.
Sam is a very good boy. And Frodo is kind of a dick.
Oh.
So he's kind of annoying. He does have a lot thrust upon him. He has to do this very perilous journey involving jewelry. And it's like very difficult, but Frodo's kind of a dick. He's part of the Baggins family, and the Baggins, and that's where they live, they're kind of like the odd, they're kind of like the black sheep of it, and like they're kind of like know-it-alls, and like they kind of think they're better than everyone, and his uncle Bilbo goes on one adventure and like just thinks he's fucking better than everybody. So he kind of fuck him. And Frodo's like a nice, but he's not like, he's kind of, Frodo's like your friend who would insist that you have to go to this one restaurant to eat. And then when you got there, he wouldn't even order anything. Like Frodo is like the kind of guy who like lived abroad in France for like a semester when he was a sophomore and like still tells people like, well, when I lived in France, and
some obscure city.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I went to,
you can't name a French
city. Liberglob. Nice.
Liberglob?
Liberglob.
That's in Germany.
That does sound like a delicious German town.
It's made of chocolate.
All German towns.
All German towns are made of chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Let's do a German... Okay. The first thing he says in the movie, and it's like kind of cute, but it's actually also annoying, is like he hears Gandalf coming up the path, and he runs, and he's like, they got like a little kid playing him from the shots from behind, and then he goes and he sees him, and the first thing he says in the entire movie, the first lines of the entire movie, he just goes, the first line spoken by him, he goes, "You're late," and it's like, just like, it's
like
annoying.
He's a precocious child.
It's like, God, yeah, he's like the single mom's kid in like a rom-com, you mm-hmm. know. He's like, he's annoying. And then like they go to this the Brandy Buck Inn, and they ask him, like, the guy's like the security out front, and he's like, "Oh, four little hobbits, who are you guys?" And then like he gives a fake name, and he goes, "And our business is our own." And then he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just doing me job." And like that guy dies like 10 minutes later.
Oh.
And he's pretty rude to the guy, and he's like, "Oh, I'm just trying to be nice." And he also, like, they have to take care of him so much. He gets stabbed like 7 times in this movie. Mm. And he's very, like, I don't want to step on the other argument about the book, but like they make him very like damsel-y mm-hmm. in the movie.
He does seem very sickly.
He's
just like sick.
So pale. Like before he even, like, the ring starts, like, he's
from the beginning.
He's got a, like, he's got to go to the doctor.
So not because he's got stabbed 7 times already. Because I'm like, give him a break, okay? No.
Maybe he's got sickly, low vitamin D.
He's losing his blood.
Yeah. Well, that, I won't blame him for looking sickly after that. Okay. But, yeah. They're kind of... And the most annoying thing about him is that he doesn't appreciate Sam properly.
Mm.
Sam is a good boy. He's Rudy. So you know he's just trying so hard because it's actually the same. Sam's brother died in a mill explosion, in like a steel mill explosion in the Lord of the Rings world. That's not true.
Yeah,
but
no.
That's not true at all.
I'm like,
but
they have
you
steel
said
mills?
I could say
like
anything.
Back in the...
100%.
I'm also like,
I'm so
who's Rudy?
Oh, Rudy.
The football movie.
The football movie from like 1987 or something.
Right.
Sean Astin, who plays Sam, is that was like his. He's a very good boy.
Very
in that
good
too.
Boy.
You guys keep saying he's a good boy in like such a creepy, like,
I know. The like, more I say it, the creepier it sounds.
Way, yeah.
And the harder it's becoming to stop.
And you make eye contact every time. And yeah. I'm like, stop it.
This is
he a good boy or is
Are
a
we
trick?
Doing that?
Our whole relationship is based around this. Just being like, is he a good boy? He is a good boy. While we stare each other
we
in the eyes.
Just go to the Glendale Galleria and yeah. just point out good boys.
Oh, yeah. God.
We've been kicked out so many times.
The last... A lot of times. We shouldn't even be talking about it. The last, this isn't really annoying. It's just kind of, every time everyone in this movie, this is something everyone does and it's annoying. Every time everyone looks at the ring in this movie, because it's the one true ring of power.
Yes.
Which doesn't mean anything. Like, I don't understand why it doesn't, okay. And Frodo especially, just, they all look like they are going to come. So hard. He like puts, he's like fingering it at the bar. Oh. And he's just like, it's like his stubby little hobbit finger with the dirt underneath is like just like
fingering with dirt.
It's, yeah, he's got dirty little hobbit fingers, and I found it annoying.
He's not a good boy.
Oh. Oh god.
So that is my argument.
That's a good, I mean, you did a good job.
Thank you.
Shit, I did it again. I'm not supposed to.
No, you're terrible at being competitive.
Okay.
But thank you. I really appreciate it. Your validation means everything to me.
Yeah. I just hope I can earn yours as well. So True Blood is about Sookie Stackhouse. Uh-huh. She's a waitress in Bon Temps, Louisiana. Small town, Louisiana.
Bon Temps.
It's set in a world. Nick's gonna choke on something or spit something on the table right now. Okay, it's set in a world where, like, 2 years prior to the story taking place, vampires have come out as existing.
Okay.
Because there's been synthetic blood invented that can sustain vampires. So they're like, okay, now we don't have to hide from humans anymore because we don't have to kill humans to eat anymore.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, kind of where we're coming into
it. It's a fucking win-win for everyone.
Right, yeah.
That's great.
Sookie Stackhouse, this waitress, she can read minds
that
for some reason.
That doesn't sound like a name. And I know that's her name.
That,
every time you say it, I'm like, that's not a name.
That's how we get into this... the annoying, the lead is actually really
it's
annoying.
It's just pancake place.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Sookie,
like
Sookie
IHOP,
Stackhouse.
Like a little, I don't know.
I never eat there because it's gross and I got the runs really bad when I got a Denver omelet there.
I'll eat at an IHOP. I won't eat at a Waffle House.
No?
That's fair.
No, I will not do it.
The gloves are off.
Yeah. Coming for you, Waffle House. Okay, so it's set in a small town, Bon Temps, in Louisiana. The accents in the show vary in quality.
So this is where Skarsgård got his break, right?
Alexander Skarsgård is in it, yes. And he's great. And even Anna Paquin as Sookie Stackhouse is great. Okay, so there's a lot of, in these accents.
I'm so sorry. I just got the Stackhouse part of your joke.
Oh, you're like.
Because
it's pancakes.
Yeah.
I'm very stupid. I'm so sorry.
Okay, you ruined my flow, but whatever.
I know, I'm really sorry.
So I recommend that you check out some YouTube videos, just supercuts of people saying Sookie's name in the show. So the first thing, Anna Paquin, so her love interest is a vampire named Bill. So you get to hear her saying, Bill, 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 Bill. I'm not done. Bill. Over and over and over. So many times. And then all of the characters saying Sookie. Bill, who's an old, like, Civil War Southern vampire, says her name like Sookie, and he says that so much. You can find a lot of videos of that one, just all the characters saying Sookie's name. It's incredible. So that's one annoying thing. It's just how often. But the real problem comes down to something that happens in a lot of fiction, which is like the boring leads problem, where it's like, oh, all of these side characters are so much more interesting than the lead character. Sookie's thing in True Blood, no matter how, so Anna Paquin does a great job, but no matter how hard she tries, this character is just like a surface level smile, all smiles. She can read minds, but it's like conflicted because it's hard to read, it's hard to be able to hear people's thoughts all the time. But
can
she
all
uses it.
Read
she's
minds?
Not a vampire.
Oh.
She's actually half fairy, which we will get into.
Oh, I hate her. You're gonna have to work for this.
So she's just kind of like,
Sookie,
as a character, is all like smiles and sweet. She's just trying to be a good person.
She's trying to be a good boy.
Yeah, she's trying to be a good little boy in a world of bad boys. And she tries her best, but she just doesn't hit the level of development or like three-dimensionality. Is that a word? I don't know.
It is
It is now.
I'm pretty sure it was before.
In this book. So like Sookie and Bill are like ostensibly the main characters, at least for the first few seasons, because it's all about like their sort of relationship. But they're the most boring people in it. Like, you want to hear more about the side characters. You want to hear more about Eric, played by Alexander Skarsgård, or Lafayette, played by Nelson Ellis? I think that's his name. Anyway, they're way more interesting characters. You really don't give a shit about Sookie by the end. And, like, there are, if you look it up online, just do a quick Google, you'll find so many articles about how boring Sookie is. About people. I read one I really liked is an article called True Blood Fan Confession, I'm So Over Sookie, by Shoshana Kasach, which...
Hi, Shoshana.
Hi, Shoshana. Incidentally, I looked up the name Sookie, and it's actually like a like nickname version of Susan or Susanna, which both come from the name Shoshana. So,
Wow.
Interesting connection there. It's not interesting at all. So, anyway.
So Anna Paquin wrote this online and with a pseudonym.
Right. As Sookie Stackhouse wrote it herself. She's like, I'm boring. I tried, but I'm boring. So yeah, it kind of, you'll find so many articles about how people are just like, okay, enough with Sookie. She's it's just like she can remind, she has magic fairy powers as she goes through the
not
thing. And you just, you're like, okay, this is so annoying because I don't want to see her on the screen anymore.
Yeah.
The show ran for 7 seasons.
That's a very
long
time.
Just like, you're like, okay, this is too much. Like, give me more of the other people. Give me more werewolves and shapeshifters and werepanthers. There are so many things.
Werepanther.
There are so many things happening in the show. And Sookie is really like the most boring part of it.
She sounds terrible.
Well, I rest my case.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I watched one episode of True Blood while I was on a treadmill at a gym.
Nice.
It's in Bangkok, but now I feel like a dick saying that. Now I feel weird, like I'm bragging. But like they it was like in, that was the only, they had, that was the only like English thing playing. Everything else was in Thai. So I watched True Blood and I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved every minute of it.
I will say it's trash, and I drink up every minute.
Yes, it seemed like very drinkable trash.
Yeah.
Like I could see the appeal.
Well, that brings us.
Nope.
Unless you have any questions.
Oh yeah, do you have any questions?
Would you
comments?
Like us to?
Do you need us to
elaborate?
Explain what?
So okay.
The Lord of the... No, I'm kidding.
No, so one. So definitely get why she sucks. And I also, like, even though I never really watched True Blood, like, there's things that I knew about
sure.
it.
Yeah.
Definitely knew she sucked already. So
yeah,
the fact that you
yeah.
said that, you're saying that Frodo is the most annoying character, but you're leaving Elijah Wood as the good one and not annoying.
Or
are you gonna, like, just, like, say many characters? Because she's picking one main character that's annoying.
Yeah, I'm going mostly with Frodo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think Frodo, because he is kind of the lead.
Yeah.
I think you could argue he's ostensibly the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, is Frodo Elijah Wood?
Yes.
Okay, see, this is why I got confused. I was like, he mentions Elijah Wood, and he's like, anyway, Frodo, and I was like, Rudy.
Elijah Wood also is in the movie as himself.
No
as
wonder
like a meta.
he was such a dick and didn't...
What if halfway through they get to Rivendell
fucking,
and
yeah,
Elijah
is...
Wood is just there as his character from Sin City and he's just like
oh my god,
or his character from the Ice Storm.
Excuse me, what?
It just means he would die and slide
is
down
that
a frozen
movie?
Street. Yeah, Ang Lee directed it.
Oh shit.
It's all it's oh then I won't spoil it because it's pretty hilarious. It's not hilarious, but you should watch
it. Is it like bad good?
No, it's bad. I honestly haven't seen it's kind of
it's just bad.
just bad.
It might be good. I think Kevin Kline and Joan Allen are in it. I think it might be good.
Okay. Cool. Well,
great.
I'm
all right.
Glad I clarified
and we're done
that,
because
though.
This was actually just a podcast for the ice storm.
I'm going to cut all of this. I'm just kidding. All right, so I think right. that brings us on to Battle 2. All right, so Battle 2, Wish This Would End. As I said earlier, True Better. Blood ran for 7 seasons.
That's a lot.
Ooh. The first 5 seasons... are critically acclaimed. Like, they got good reviews. Critics were into them. They got, you know, people watched them. At the end of season 5, the showrunner, Alan Ball, dipped out, was replaced with Brian Buckner.
Oh, fuck that guy.
reviews nosedived for season 6 and 7.
Sorry, Bruckner, I'm sure you're a nice guy.
Viewership dropped off. Everyone wanted it to end at that point. And let me tell you, when I was watching through this show, I got to the point in, like, I think season 4 or something, fairies show up. They start getting into fairies. There's a fairy world now. And in this, like, dark fantasy horror thing, it seemed very strange. My roommates I was watching it with, they're like, I'm done. I don't want to watch this anymore.
Fairies was too much for them?
They were done. They were done at fairies. But that's only, like, season 4. It really,
but not you.
No, I would love to. I haven't watched past that point. Oh, but I want to, because I am a completionist. But...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
But... The problem is, literally everyone I've talked to about this show is like, this is the worst ending I've ever seen. This is the worst.
Oh, no.
The last two seasons are horrible. Like I said, yeah, ratings just went down. Mm-hmm. Viewership went down. Critics are like, fuck it. They said that, like, it changed from something kind of complicated and exciting and sexy and fun about characters and relationships to something to more like action-based kind of show.
Yeah.
And so for these last two seasons, basically everyone wished it would end. It was too much. And then it got canceled. And at that point, it doesn't have the excuse of being like, it was separated from the books by that point. It could have kept going. It had its own world.
Didn't even know it was based on a book.
Oh boy. I had no idea. Wait till we get to Battle 3, Nick. but at that point, just everyone was like, okay, we are done with True Blood. And finally it ended. But it stays with us all the time because we're still talking about it.
We're still talking about it.
I'm talking about it right now.
Why haven't you finished it?
I didn't have HBO for a while.
Oh.
And it's not the kind of thing I would want to watch by myself because of the, like, trashiness of it. I think it's really exciting to watch that
it's
with
more fun.
People.
Yeah.
And I live by myself now. I don't have roommates. It's a bummer.
God, that sounds...
It's a humble brag.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds really fine. It sounds fine to not have...
I only ever have to do my own dishes.
That, see? See?
That's pretty cool.
But I have to finish things, so, like, I won't wait for people.
And I'm surprised, though, that, like, knowing what a train wreck it was, you weren't, like, on it, like, I have to know how this is so bad. But also... How did they take a show that you said, what's her name, is half a fairy?
Yeah.
They're like, everybody already hates her. Let's make the rest of it all about fairies. Like, what? That was like...
They doubled down halfway through.
Here's the thing. Is you don't know she's half fairy until, like, season 4. You just think she's a human who can read minds.
Can fairies read minds? Is that a thing we were supposed to know?
Honestly,
so.
I was doing research, and the fairy thing doesn't even... do with her reading minds. It turns out that she had, like, a demon granted powers to her family.
What?
I'm back to being
annoyed by her. Does she have wings? What makes her a fairy? Is
no,
she,
she has, like, light powers. So she can shoot light out of her hands.
Can she control Canadian geese?
Yeah, weirdly. They went into detail at season 6, episode 3 is all about the geese.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking with me.
No, that's a deep, far away from home. Far from home.
Fly away home.
Fly away home.
Fly away home.
Fly far away home.
Fly far away home.
I saw that movie in theaters like twice.
I didn't know you were talking about a movie. I just went with it.
Oh, no, there's a movie called Fly Away Home, and she flies with Canadian geese.
Oh, Anna Paquin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
She's little, like, Jeff Daniels is her. Yeah. It's like her mom dies and
I do want to reiterate that Anna Paquin does her best, and I think that she's...
Is really... she good in it? Because I've seen a little bit of it, and she seems not fantastic in it.
It's... She's certainly a delight to watch.
Does her accent vary, like...
Her accent is pretty consistently that accent. Bail! But yeah, after a point, like, even in the last season, the last two seasons, the bad guy is, like, a side character from season 2 or something. Like, they even have to, like, bring in other stuff.
Just someone, like, that no one cared about in season 2.
By the end, no one cared. Yeah. And it just, everyone wished it would end.
Do you know what show lasted for 7 seasons that is on Netflix that I had to watch all of and I fucking hated it towards the end? It was West Wing.
You had to watch
I
all
had
of
to finish it because I don't know and I it it
I think
it
went is that
forever.
The one where what's his name? See, I'm real bad at this. Bad with names, bad with dates.
Love it.
Has like just long monologues.
Yes.
Every single time.
Absolutely.
I'm like, oh my god,
yes.
This guy is still talking.
That is 100% that show.
I've never seen an god. Episode.
Oh, it's I can't wait to choose it for the next week's episode. Okay. Yes. Anything else you want
no,
to?
No, that's all I got for Wish This Would End. All
right. So I wish this would end. This movie is 178 minutes long. The Fellowship of the Rings, the non-extended edition. I tried to find the extended edition. I swear to God, I wanted to find the extended edition so that I could just get even angrier.
And how long is that?
It's like, I think like 3 weeks long. And you just have Peter Jackson just hold you at gunpoint while you
quit
watch it.
Quit your job.
God, did you guys have friends? Have you ever had someone who calls themselves your friend ask you in all seriousness if you want to watch all three Lord of the Rings movies in one day?
People have asked me that, but that was my ex-husband, so fuck him.
Yep,
that's
fuck that
why.
Guy.
Nobody who cares about you
yes.
would
yeah, he's
do
not
that.
Your friend. He's not your friend.
Yeah.
I would do it. I wouldn't ask anyone to do it with me. It's a burden I would carry alone. Much like Frodo had to carry the ring by himself.
Fingering it all the way.
Yeah.
I asked my dad, I told him that I was doing this for a podcast and we famously like to shit on these movies together. Mm. And I said, I asked him, should I just do Fellowship or should I do all of them? And he said, his exact words were, all of them, embrace the pain, man.
Interesting relationship with your father.
My dad is a funny, kooky guy. So this movie is 178 minutes long. The second one, which I know I technically didn't have to watch because I'm really only talking about the first one, is 179 minutes long. And the third one is 209 minutes long.
Mm.
And I watched the first one twice. And I watched Two Towers and Return of the King. They don't form the Fellowship until an hour and 33 minutes into the movie. Until more than halfway through the movie. It's called the Fellowship of the Ring, and I don't see any fellows or any sort of shipping until more than the halfway point.
Wow.
But for me, the exact moment that I really decided, like, this is where I need it to end, and I know this because this is where I fell asleep the first time watching it. And I went back and watched it again, but is when they get to Galadriel in the forest.
Yeah.
Galadriel is a elf played by Kate Blanchett, and she's very boring in this movie. But that is at the two hour and eight minute mark. And by that point, I was like, there is so much left to this one film. Oh, there's still like an hour left. There's still like, it's so I, while watching all three of these movies, I cooked three different meals. I did two loads of laundry. I did dishes three times. I filled out the tax sheets for a new job that I got, humble brag. I had a 2-part phone/text conversation with my sister who's visiting in a couple weeks. And I took 5 separate naps.
Oh, wow.
It's all during
the one movie.
This was during all three.
Oh, okay.
This was during all three of them. Like, I was able to do all those things during the 80-hour runtime of this trilogy.
Oh, Jesus.
The only other thing I'll mention is that, do you guys hear that Amazon is making a TV show for it?
I did not.
I actually feel like it could work a lot better as a TV show because people are expecting it to be on for 500 years, you know? Like, it's 1 hour at a time. Like, I think that this actually I think it could actually be a better format. And I'm now, like, encouraging more Lord of the Rings, and I don't understand what's going on.
You already sound so stressed out about the ones you've been watching. Like, I'm stressed out, and I haven't even had to do it. Even though, like, lots of productive stuff came out of it, so...
Like me freaking out or
no, like,
Amazon?
You know, dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Job applications.
Mm-hmm. I made stuffed crust. I used the string cheese and
Stop
I made
it.
Stuffed crust pizza.
No
at home.
Way.
Yeah, because I'm a 9-year-old.
Wow.
Did it melt all the way? I've always wondered.
It was so good. Yeah, it was really hot.
Why didn't you make that tonight?
Because I'm a bad person.
What a time to be alive.
I know.
Lord
of the Rings.
We can make our own
You can do
crust?
It. You can do it at home.
I'm doing that
it's
when I get
fucking
home.
Crazy. Okay, and it is way too long. There.
I will say, I enjoy those movies.
Yeah,
I think they're I think that they're paced well for a fantasy movie.
I don't want to.
This is me just
she's trying to throw you under the bus.
She's trying. She looks cute and she's smiling.
That was Shelby's version of smack talk.
This is a trap, dude.
This is.
You guys.
That was adorable. Too nice.
You need to get it.
I know.
Well, I think you're fucking wrong. Yeah. You hurt my feelings, okay?
Somebody just splash a drink in someone's face by the end of this. Oh, man.
Okay, you can do it to me. It's fine.
I don't know. I need to wash my face anyway. I will say, when I was a kid, I saw it in theaters, and I think I had to go to the bathroom during it, which I never went to the bathroom during movies.
How do you not?
I go to the bathroom during every movie I've ever seen in my life. That's why I don't go to the movie theater that much, because I'm like, you're going to miss at least 5 to 10 minutes of it.
If that's a constant for you, then I get stressed out about missing parts of a movie.
Yeah. Same. But then, in my head, I start thinking about it, and I'm like, don't pee. This is really getting really
good. But then you get anxiety about needing to pee.
My body's like, well, you know what? You need to pee forever now.
Now you have to pee forever.
It's a 45-minute bathroom break. Yeah. You just continue pissing.
When I was a kid, I didn't like public restrooms. I would literally go through the school day and not use the bathroom at all.
What?
Yeah. Like, I would pee in the morning before I went to school, and I would pee when I got home. Nothing.
So you drank no water?
Probably.
Just dehydrated.
Just, like, parched constantly.
You looked like Frodo after getting stabbed a bunch of times. When I was a kid, my parents would get really frustrated with me because I always needed to go number two whenever we went out.
Did you have a nervous tummy?
He was afraid. He's like, I'm outside.
I was fine. I was not afraid of public bathrooms. I would poop in any of them. But, like, I couldn't.
You heard it here, folks. Nipple poop in anything.
I'll poop anywhere. I'll poop at anything. I loved that commercial. Poop. anything else? Do you have any questions or any other thoughts about?
I think I'm good on this one.
Okay, cool.
I'm good on this one.
All right, let's move on to battle three.
That was a really good one.
Thank you.
Make the same sounds every time?
No.
I could not repeat a single one.
You
got like the sheet music.
It's a haunting cacophony of variances of sounds. Yeah. Okay, so the last challenge. For this week, for my champion this week, is The Book Was Better from good old Johnny Morrow. That is such a criteria that John Morrow would write.
Yeah, good guy. Listen back to episode one of this podcast.
Do that.
Hear
yeah.
more from him.
It exists, and we've edited it so far. Okay, I read The Fellowship of the Ring in high school after the first movie came out because I was just... bandwagoning it, you know?
And you're like, you know what? I'm going to be one of those guys. It's like, the book was bad, but I got to read the book first.
I'm one of those awesome guys who talks about Lord of the Rings constantly. I know in a couple of years I'm going to be able to grow a neck beard. I'm just into it. So I read all of Fellowship. I read half of Two Towers. And then I read, like, I was so pissed off by the... because. They're very good, but they're long, and I was younger, and I didn't want to finish it, and they, like... So I just read, like, parts of Return of the King. I was like, I honestly just flipped through, and I was like, where does Gollum bite off his finger? Spoilers! and so I didn't... But the first one I really did read, and I, like, gave it the proper attention that it deserved. And, it's better. The book is better.
I'm saying it with confidence.
I wrote this down. I wrote, the movies do a good job of world building.
Do.
The first one is all capitalized. They do.
We're adults.
Stuffed crust pizza every night of the week for dinner. Have it for breakfast. I do think that they are, like, good adaptations of these books. I don't think that they, like, totally beefed it, you know? Yeah. But the book, just the medium of a book, it's basically like the fantasy Bible of the early 20th century. So what I was saying earlier about like the fact that it could be a TV show, that format works better. The format of a book for something as involved as all of Middle Earth and like the fight for Middle Earth is like the place where they live, I think.
Is it in the core of the Earth?
It's not, right?
It's just kind of like on the equator.
It's not, right, Shelby?
Oh, sorry. I dropped out.
What is Middle Earth? Where no, it's, Middle it's, Earth it's, isn't part of our Earth, right?
No, it's a it's what's called like second world fantasy. Like this takes like, place.
It's
in
like Essos or Westeros, right?
It's yeah, like Game of Thrones. I mean, you could say Game of Thrones would exist without Lord of the Rings.
So. You could definitely 100% say that. So I mean, I think you're really gonna be hard pressed to make God, it's still 3 hours long. It's gonna be really hard to make a 3 hour long movie. Properly sum up all the things that make like a 450 page book so magical.
How many inches thick is that book?
Oh, it's a thick one.
Well, not in paper. I'll show you my paperbacks in the bit. They're like normal size books.
They're like the first one's probably about like this, like the regular paperback. You can all see this.
Dimension. Everyone can see it. You're holding your fingers about an inch and a half apart.
Yeah. God, is that only an inch and a half?
Inch
yeah.
and a inch.
Guys are automatically going to be like, no, I think that's like 3 or 4 yeah. inches. It's not that much. Yeah. But it's like, it's a girthy read, you can say. It is an engorged book. But so there's just some things. There's a few things that the movie does in particular. I don't remember the book super, super, super well, but there's a few things that when I rewatched the movie kind of stuck out as being annoying. One of them is that Frodo's very damsel-y. And, like, they have to save him a lot. And he kind of, like...
I mean, Elijah Wood is, like, a pretty man.
He's a dainty little boy. But he's not that good a boy.
He's not a good boy. I wrote this in notes. Not a good boy.
Well, but Elijah Wood is a good boy.
He's good, yeah. But he's not, like, Tobey Maguire, I don't think. Tobey I don't think Maguire? He's, like, a weird gambler. Yeah. No, Tobey Maguire's not a good boy.
Oh. Yeah, well, he's a good boy in...
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Peter Parker's just...
Peter Parker's a good boy.
Yeah. But Gimli is super fucking annoying in the movie. Gimli is a dwarf, and the whole thing is, like, dwarfs are, like, pretty humorless, and, like, they live underground, and they're, like, angry. They sing, though, I guess, a lot, right?
Oh, that makes me, like...
But the character of Gimli, he's one of the Fellowship. They make him, like, just real stupid. And, like, as the movies go on, he gets even stupider. And he falls off a horse every fucking second. And
he's pretty small. He probably can't hold on.
And it's so funny when they do it, because he's dumb. Aww. So, like, that's kind of a dumb change, because, like, they're trying to, like, make it... They're trying to add levity to it, which I get.
Was it funny in the book?
No, he's not funny at all in the book. In the book, he's like a real hard ass. Oh.
The books aren't really funny.
The books are not funny at all. The books are just a bunch of dudes walking around for a long time.
Well, they have Merry and Pippin. My favorites.
Merry and Pippin are... See, and I enjoy their kind of comedy in it. Like, they don't... Their levity doesn't bother me as much. And then I there's the example of, so there's this character in the book called Tom Bombadil.
Yeah, I was going to bring him up
and
if you didn't.
He doesn't matter for the plot really at all. There's like this, I remember when I was reading it, I was like so confused. I was like, wait, who is this? Like, is his house filling with water? I'm so confused. But like, it's a weird scene that doesn't have any bearing on the overall plot of the Lord of the Rings, really.
Right.
I think they like get some weapons there or something.
Yeah. Well, I do have something to say about it, but I'll let you continue.
But, a lot of people were super pissed that they cut it out of the movie. Because everyone loves Tom Bombadil so much. Tom Bombadil.
I was like, please say that more.
It's very fun to say.
Didn't you? Okay, no. Sorry, go ahead.
But, so, it's like, does this movie need to be any fucking longer? It does not.
No.
Does Tom Bombadil really add anything to the, like, integrity of the plot and, like, what we're really trying to do? No. Would it be kind of a cool thing to have in the movie? Actually, kinda. But so that's kind of the catch-22 of trying to make something like Lord of the Rings that's such a behemoth of a, not just a novel, but an entire like world that he's created. That's kind of like, you want there to be as much stuff in it because you love the detail from the book, but you kind of can't put that much in there. And that's the inherent problem of a movie version of the Lord of the Rings. Hmm.
It's a good argument. And I will, yeah. So, well, Tom Bombadil in the book, right, shows...
Just shook her head disapprovingly at Shelby.
Do you
want to
say it again?
No,
do you want to say Tom Bombadil again? Yes. Can you say it?
Tom Bombadil.
Yeah. Oh, good. He does show that, like, the ring doesn't have power over everyone.
Oh, right.
So he does a certain little world-building thing. Uh-huh. That. But you're right, it's not necessary for the plot.
I like it.
So yeah,
it's just not.
Lord of the Rings, the books, did kind of change the landscape of fantasy literature. Definitely. But I would say that Lord of the Rings, the movies also changed the landscape of fantasy movies. Game of Thrones, the TV show, would not have happened if the Lord of the Rings movies hadn't been successful.
And I guess the books probably wouldn't have happened either, right? If the Lord of the Rings hadn't. Yeah. Game of the Thrones is just 100% because of...
Well, it certainly came out of the context of fantasy literature post...
Yeah, didn't George R. R. Martin kind of say, like, he was really interested in the world of that he built, but he thought it was bizarre that he was like, this is basically Lord of the Rings, but with religion.
Yeah, so I don't know what he said, and I don't care.
I mean, but Game of Thrones-wise, everybody's having a lot of sex in there. Are the hobbits having sex all the time in Lord of the Rings?
No, it's more prudish.
Yes, it's certainly. Much more prudish. They smoke pot, but, like, it's not really pot.
What do they call it? Like,
I think they call it, like, shagweed. Or maybe shagweed is a type of it.
Schwag.
They're literally just smoking schwag.
That's weed.
He's got like a little cigarette one hitter.
That's nice. With a little like yellow part in the beginning. Like they have like regular cigarettes from Earth.
He smokes American spirits.
American spirits to a little gold strip.
So book's better. That's my argument.
Great.
Thanks.
So, I mean, as you now know, True Blood is actually based on a series of...
Oh, it's a series? How many?
It's 13 books.
Jesus fucking Christ. How long is one book?
They're short because they are... So they're contemporary romance / mystery fantasy. So they have... It's a combination of genres and stuff. They're first person... narration. Sookie narrates. So the thing, everything. I know. No, I was listen. Everything that's annoying about her in the show suddenly gets turned on its head. You see her inner life and all of the complexities of it because she's the narrator of the book, and that's something you can't translate into a TV show. So in the books, all of her like vapid smiles and trying to be a good person actually has these layers of explanation that you just can't get out of the show.
The show doesn't do voiceover, right?
I mean, as much as any show, I'm not a fan of voiceover.
No. I hate voiceover. I actually forgot to mention that I don't like the voiceover exposition at the beginning of Lord of the Rings, the movie. I'm so
pretty
sorry.
Much everything that is adapted from a book gets voiceover because like they want to keep you stuff. That's not what visual medium.
No, it's about 90% of the time. I think like you could have just not said any of that, and I would have liked this better.
Yeah,
right. So
except No Country for Old Men.
Right, we've had this discussion before. Maybe we'll have it again on this podcast. The other thing about the books is, okay, so True Blood, the TV show, is like a dark kind of horror-based show. Like, it's very bloody. The books have all the same things, but are a lot more lighthearted and humorous. Let me read you the titles of all of these books. All right, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Dead Until Dark. Living Dead in Dallas, Club Dead, Dead to the World, Dead as a Doornail, Definitely Dead, Altogether Dead, From Dead to Worse, Dead and Gone, Dead in the Family, Dead Reckoning, Deadlocked, and Dead Ever After.
Ooh.
Those are the novels in the Southern Vampire Mystery series, now called the True Blood series by Charlene Harris.
Look at the cover, it looks so nice.
If you look up the cover art, it's colorful, it's like cartoony, and that's really what these are, because there's this whole genre, right, of like supernatural romance fiction.
It's silly inherently.
It's a little silly, which is why in the books, when there are fairies, it's not as big a shock as what it shows up in the show, right? But all of those great reasons why the book is better, the real reason why the book is better, personally for me, let's take it back to the early 2000s, when only a couple of these were, but the first one came out in 2001. My mom loved reading romance novels. I don't know if you know this.
Still does.
Romance novels are just like literature porn.
Yeah. It's softcore porn. It's just porn.
Throbbing members abound.
These books,
40-year-old woman porn.
No exception. There are tons of sex scenes. I was like 11 or 12 years old, and my mom's like, hey, check out this book.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
No, don't say no, because I didn't have to I didn't have to. Let me tell you, I never got a virus on my computer from downloading porn. I never watched porn when I was a kid. I had these books to keep me company. And you don't have to. It's better than the show. The show, if someone walks into the room and you're watching True Blood and there's a vampire sex scene, which there's literally a scene in the first season where they have sex. Bill digs himself out of a grave, finds Sookie, and they have sex in the dirt while he's covered in dirt.
That's a UTI right there.
Yeah, like, definitely. Exactly. He's straight up naked and covered in dirt, and they just fuck in the dirt. What are you doing?
Makes sense. Sounds.
Anyway, you don't have to risk getting walked in on with that, because you could just be reading these books where the same sex scenes are happening. But no one can see you reading them.
But that's so important. Such a good point, though, because, like, what is... I can't think of anything worse than my mom being down the hall and hearing, like,
exactly.
Like, it's
a television show, I swear to God.
And then you gotta watch it on mute, which, like, everybody knows the sounds add to it.
Right.
But if they're in your head,
yeah,
more power to you.
You know what?
So you prefer the books because it's easier for you to be turned on by them in public.
Exactly. Read it on a bus. Read it at the library.
Then you gotta have, like,
go to a dentist office. You don't even have an appointment.
Coffee shop. Yeah. I one time went to the dentist and the dental hygienist recommended 50 Shades of Grey.
Stop it.
First of all, she looked like Rashida Jones, so I was like, I'll do whatever you want.
That's that part I get.
But it's so, having books that are just chock full of sex, so much more acceptable. So, yeah, and it's less embarrassing for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think your answer is wrong, and I'm better than you, but I think that is a pretty
good
point.
Look at him trying
point.
To be mean.
Yeah,
that is a pretty good point. I like that. I would not have thought about it. I mean, I've masturbated to both Lord of the Rings, the movie, and the book. But,
oh, yeah. I knew that.
But I didn't think about how much easier it was.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, that is true and a good point, but do you ever find, like, I find, like, I get so awkward and uncomfortable when I think somebody might be hovering over what I'm reading, so I wouldn't read it on a bus. So, like, if they see the word, like, penis in here, and they know I'm looking at the word penis, they're gonna know.
They rarely use the word penis.
What's a word they use more?
I mean, you got member. Yeah, you got manhood.
Manhood.
I like manhood, yeah.
You have a lot. There's some weird ones that get in there. Rod,
oh.
Rod is not sexy.
No. It's not, but they have to switch it up. And
Rod sounds like just like a baseball player's name. Like, there's nothing sexy about it.
Baseball is a subgenre of erotic romance.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it about, like, them going all around the country and starting families
Probably.
Everywhere?
There's definitely a lot of romance based on rock stars and Navy SEALs.
Ooh, Navy SEALs. Yeah. Navy SEALs who used to be rock stars.
Right.
Yeah, they can do anything.
They should combine them.
And now I would like to talk about the movie Rockstar, starring Mark Wahlberg.
Yes!
That was my actual pick.
I love Mark Wahlberg.
Just kidding.
Jess, do you have any further questions about any of the battles?
About books?
Okay, so I'm, like, in my head, you guys are winning on different things.
Okay.
So that just, I'm going to have to figure out who's the overall winner, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you guys are crushing it on different ends here.
Yeah.
We.
And thank you for spending a big part of it teaching me about these movies that everybody should have seen.
I am so excited that you that you're totally blank on both of these.
I knew stuff about them, but I never, like, immersed myself into them.
Yeah.
You know?
You're aware of the ZG of them.
The ZG. But, you're not allowed to say. You get
I've
one
said it
per,
once.
You
I've
get
said
one
it once.
Episode.
I'm not trying to go crazy with it. then
all
I
right.
think it's...
We can... Let's take a break and give you some time to think about it.
All right.
All right. Break time. And we're back.
Hello. Wow, you synced us up so quickly.
Oh, I'm so amazing at what I do.
I was taken off guard by how quickly that started.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're ready.
We're ready.
I guess.
Ready.
So we took a break. Jessica decided what she wanted to judge, and we're going to hear about it.
Judges round now.
Right, it's judges round. Right. Now you have to defend both of them at the same time.
I wanted to say judges table. But that's just Top Chef.
So well, first, let us know what you've decided as either our punishment slash challenge. Yeah. I'm still trying to work on that challenge. Or reward.
All right, I'm going to throw this out there because I had an idea since you guys are being too nice to each other. So your reward and also punishment, if I'm allowed to do this, would be to choose the punishment for the other one who loses.
Oh, so you want to hand it to...
So you guys get to... screw each other over instead of blaming it on me.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I like that. Yeah. So if I win,
he gets to choose. I get punishment.
To choose my punishment for
or some way her that punishment. I would have to reward you or something. Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So judge is handing it over to us. Do you want to hand us over the judgment?
Yeah.
Too?
Can I judge that part? Can I do that part too?
So this was hard because there was like one or the other where both of you won to me just completely, and the other one where I was like, okay, I hate both of these things about this, so let me decide what's worse. So,
okay, perfect.
And I'll tell you my little notes so you don't think that I'm making up. So I'm going backwards a little bit. So the third round of the book is actually better. Mm-hmm. To me, despite the dwarf falling off the horse, Nick, and that being really annoying to you, went straight to Shelby. Because, one, Sookie doesn't suck in the narration because you can't hear her accent.
He falls off a horse, okay? I'm just kidding.
You can't hear her accent when you're reading it in your head.
And turned on in public much easier. You can read this on the bus. That was a total win. Okay?
I knew I'd get you with the sex.
Yeah, so Shelby won. Woo. The book is better round for sure.
Look, I'm a fierce competitor who also thinks Shelby won that one because that was a really good argument.
All right.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And then backing up to, I wish this would end.
Uh-huh.
Despite Shelby Fairies being super lame, Nick, your visceral pain that I can feel in my body of 178 minutes long, non-extended, you took the win for that one.
I do think you get that one.
For sure.
Yeah.
Jessica, you have no idea how much relief I'm feeling right now that I at least won that one. Yes. You know, like it wasn't in vain. You know?
You watched those movies for a reason. Yeah.
For some sort of fucking reason.
And then you did even more for some reason. You just like
kept going. It's
He's
the weird completionist in me that I had to watch them all.
I call things like that masochism movie marathon.
That is,
like, just,
that was
is
exactly
myself,
what it was.
But I'm going to do it.
Also, okay. Because the end of Return of the King, when he says, "You, my friends, bow for no one," is a really nice moment. And I kind of wanted to make sure I saw it.
Yeah. I also like when she's like, "I'm no man." And I like when the ghosties come.
The ghosties, that part is a little bit silly.
I like it.
I wish that. Okay,
now,
all right.
Now
we're
I
just
want to watch this, but I kind of don't. You... I'm like, your pain, I still feel it from the earlier.
Just, I mean,
it's a commitment.
Yeah, just don't do it like in like a day and a half, I guess.
Oh boy, no, I wouldn't. Yeah. Okay, so this was really hard. The like character who's actually really annoying.
Yeah.
Because you know, first of all, the good boy and being a good boy. I was like, this is really creepy, and I'm already kind of leaning towards you. But then Shelby comes in with her like Sookie bad Alabama accent. There's nothing like, if I'm racist against anything, it's like a really strong Southern accent. It's not my fault. I just like get mad and I don't do anything.
Where
about
are you
it.
From originally?
South Florida is where I grew up. So.
Oh, I didn't know you were another Floridian.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm terrible just on the inside.
Yeah.
It's hard to grow up there, but like... But yeah, you end up in a lot of like southern areas and you're like, oh, I hear this voice. I know something bad's coming.
Right.
So, and if they're doing a bad job at it, you're like, you're already bad and you're making it worse. You know, so that was really hard. Half a fairy blowing lights at people. I just didn't get it. So I was like, all right, this is actually pretty annoying. Until Nick said that Frodo was walking around like fingering the ring sexually with his dirty little fingers, which got you the win. So
yes,
ended up winning.
Oh, with the dirty filthy fingering.
I'm gonna have nightmares. I'm not gonna be able to get that image.
Well, now you have
the
to watch these
fingers are
movies.
Really dirty too.
He's got tiny little nails, like he bites them, and I know what that looks like because I bite my nails because I'm disgusting.
And he's
just rubbing it. Just lightly caressing it with his filthy little...
It's interesting because that, you know, then I also have the imagery of Bill... putting his dirty penis into
his but like lots of men are dirty and they like dirty sex. The
every one of them
was like still a little rapey because I knew he was not a good boy.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
He's not a good boy.
I think we've answered the question of whether Frodo is a good boy.
Yeah, definitively.
Not
he's not a bad boy.
Well, I'm bummed to have lost again.
I
was riding high on my last
You won
last
pretty hard win. Last week. I think you technically won all three.
No.
But this one was a nail biter. Yeah. just like Frodo. Ew.
Ew.
Thank you. I feel wonderful.
Good. Good. I like how Nick looked at his beer as
I
he
looked
said
right
that.
At it. Fucking Freudian much? Jesus.
Yeah, you were thanking the beer.
Thank you,
you,
beer. You've done so much.
Nick might
to
have
me
a problem.
And the word might is unnecessary for that last sentence.
Well, I'm excited to hear, do you have in mind the punishment / reward that...
Oh God, I...
And I have some ideas too, because like...
Please tell me an idea.
Well, I know what I was going to do to you, because like after what happened, if you lost, like after what happened to you with the whole rock thing, I was like, let's do his hair a certain way that he doesn't explain to anybody, like a spiky mohawk.
Oh,
I kind of want to like blast on Shelby's like outfit for like a good week, you know, like if you have like an ugly Christmas sweater of some sort, you're just wearing it out of turn, something like that.
Do you want to look at my closet?
Where we can just
pretty much
her,
all my clothes
I'm
are
thinking,
where she's wearing two different shoes or something
I'm
that
thinking,
make people worry about her as a person.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Ooh,
something that makes people worry about you.
Okay.
The first thing I thought was maybe like for one day you have to dress like unbelievably warm.
Okay.
Like wait till it gets to be like 70 degrees and then you have to dress like it's like 30 degrees outside.
Okay. So
and
I
then
have to...
not like layer after layer after layer, like
so this
like
is a punishment that
yeah.
I just have to carry around
yeah,
until it gets warm out.
You have to be, you know, judged in public for this punishment.
Yeah.
So
I gotta
we
wait.
Can come up with more ideas for how
yeah.
to dress you.
Okay.
And we will tell the thriving podcast community what that was.
And
yeah.
What, yeah.
I'll figure it out though. But yeah, we'll do something
I mean,
to embarrass you publicly.
By the time this episode airs,
actually,
it'll probably be warm
if,
out.
What yeah. if for your punishment you had to get on the 720 bus for that's the Wilshire bus for a half hour.
Okay.
And you have to read the sexiest True Blood book.
Okay.
That you have
aloud. You have to read it aloud.
You have to read it out. You have to read part of it out loud on the bus, and then you
accents
can get off right after.
Accents
for half an
all.
Hour.
Accents
for half
everything.
An hour. You have
Bail!
To.
Bail.
No, you don't
Bail!
Have. To, you have to read at least like a page out loud. I'll stay on the bus
okay.
at the same time just to
back.
Make sure
just
that nothing
go.
Terrible
yeah.
happens
okay.
to you.
Yes, I
yeah,
like that.
I think
I like
we
that.
Can do this.
I think we just. I'm really glad we workshopped
yes.
it. I'm really glad
yes.
that we put it to the. Put it
I'm
to everybody, you know?
Terrified.
You have to be on the bus, though, and watch
yeah.
make sure she's okay.
Well, here's, yeah, because I don't...
If Suki had dirty little ring-fingering fingers, then, you know?
Well, because, okay, so my thing, the reason why this is a real punishment for me is because I am afraid of, like, confrontation, and I'm afraid of disturbing anyone. So I hate the idea of, like, reading, if I do have to do a whole page, and if someone is, like, what I'm most scared of is someone coming up to me and saying, ma'am, could you please... Stop
oh, that's
that
what
out.
You're most
that's
afraid
long.
Of? You
can be like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't. I get so into
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't even know.
I cannot.
I
am embarrassed.
I would think about it falling asleep for the next month. Like,
oh
I would
God.
Be.
Well, I don't want to add to
no,
your
no, no,
list
no. It's fine. I'm
going to
do it. No, don't worry. I'm going to do it. If I can't sleep for a month, it's your fault, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
I'm fine with it.
Do you think about how many people, like, I've heard a lot of people in, like, the line at Trader Joe's harmonizing on what's playing over the speaker.
That's adorable.
I'm like, how do you do that?
LA is a magical city.
Yeah. You're gonna be fine. They're just gonna think you're on meth.
Yeah.
It
okay.
won't matter.
That'll still be one of the top
actually,
five least creepy things I've seen on the bus. Do you want to do meth?
She'd rather do meth than read one page all
right.
of a book out loud.
Actually, just cancel the reading part. Your punishment is
do
let's
meth.
Do meth.
Yes. Okay.
I'm
do
gonna
I
do
it on
do it
purpose
also.
Or by accident? I have to do it.
Oh.
Referencing.
Nobody gets that.
One of Nick's. Jokes.
What's
stand-up
jokes? There's air quotes implied.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for coming
you.
On our podcast.
Oh, you have
for
to pull
me.
The,
oh, yes, yes.
the battle box.
Oh, shit.
Battle
I
box.
Should I read them aloud?
You almost forgot about battle box.
It's the most important
and
part.
And it's the most.
Because it makes it. All right, so let's hear what the first battle for
do you guys
next
know how much I love
is.
Battle box? It's a lot.
You love battle
I
box.
I love battle box. Okay,
about
so for the all next right, episode. Right.
The first battle.
Somebody named N.
That's Nick.
Oh.
That's my shit. That's my cool name when I'm just putting in criteria. I don't know. Okay.
He's very busy, guys. He can't write his whole name out even though it's only four letters. It's most rewatchable.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's
okay.
a good one.
That's a good
that's
one.
That's a good one.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Oh, I'm you, okay. TV yeah. shows and your movie next
yeah.
week.
Oh, here. This is one of mine. Oh, yeah.
Perfect. I love when that happens.
Most accidentally racist or sexist.
Ooh, oh! And rewatchable. I love rewatching sexist, racist things. Yeah. That's good. Accidentally,
don't
though.
Say that. Yeah, well, it's like,
it's like it's not true. I was joking. Oh, like who? What'd you say?
Like, just, you know, accidentally, like, if they're not even trying to be racist, yeah, or sexist, yeah, but you're like, whoa. Or if they're just, like, blatantly racist, yep, even better, mm-hmm, you know?
Great.
All right, and then spooky, not scary.
Spooky, not scary. Ooh, that's a Shelby. One of mine. That's a Shelby. You know, that's one of mine.
Oh, look right. at that. Interesting. Good picking. Yeah, I like that.
I didn't even look in the box.
Yeah.
You didn't even, I love you,
it's
a blind
box. Nick writes poems to BattleBox. Oh,
I put them in, and then for some reason, I always find them ripped up inside.
Yeah.
And Shelby swears she's not doing it.
Third segment of the show is just Nick alone with the box. We don't know.
It's like an ASMR kind of thing.
You're just stroking the box.
It's so creepy.
I didn't know what that was until a bunch of white male comedians started talking about it a lot at open mics.
Yeah.
They all got into it at the same time.
We learned a lot from each other.
A lot.
That's how I learned what incel was.
Oh, that is very, from comedians? That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, not. Speaking of which, do you, Jess, have anything you would like to plug, or like an Instagram that people might
Mom, if you're listening, don't go to my Instagram.
Don't go there, Mom.
It's Jess for a minute. Like, Jess, me, for a minute. But really, Tuesday nights at Hollywood Hotel, 8
because
p.m.
Because you can't count higher than 60?
What? Oh.
I'm just sorry.
He's being mean, Shelby, during my
You're ruining her plugs.
I ruined it.
I'm plugging away. Yes. Now, Tuesday, Hollywood Hotel, 8 p.m., comedy show / open mic. Come get your minutes. Nick is there. That's how I met him.
I love it there.
I haven't been. I should go.
It's great.
Please come. And actually, if you're available this Tuesday, I have one open book spot left for 7 minutes. Ooh, if you're down for that.
Look at that.
Sure.
All right.
I got
my job done.
Can I
too.
Tell a really funny story?
Yes.
Like a quick Jess anecdote.
Yeah.
So I went to her mic and I met her at the mic and she's very, very lovely, fun, delightful person who, you know, I started going to the mic regularly because it's near my home and I like it. And I like the vibes at her and Landon, who I also want to get on this podcast.
Yes.
That you guys create. And after like my third or fourth time there, Jess asked if I wanted a book spot. And I was like, thank you so much. I would love a book spot. So I do it. I do a book spot. And she was like, that was great. Like, really good job. And then like a little bit later, she mentioned, like, we were talking and she goes like, yeah, your first book spot was really great. Like, you brought it. And I was like, oh, yeah, because I wasn't really funny before that, right? Ha-ha. And she was like, no, yeah.
I was like, dude, I gave it to you kind of out of pity. I like this guy so much.
Yep.
He's here all the time. I'm going to throw him a bone.
Yep.
And then I was like, bitch, you're funny, and you've been funny this whole time. Where have you been? You know?
Been
took
working
till,
on shit. No, I probably brought my A material.
I admitted it.
I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was,
and now
I
he just brings it all the time. You know?
That's
not
he's
true.
Known for bringing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Is it garlic bread?
Yeah, he
yes.
brought garlic bread.
I bring garlic bread.
All right, well, I think that's it for we can keep talking.
Let's
after.
Just okay. Great. We don't need to judge things all the time.
No,
now.
It's true.
We do.
Well,
that's what
I mean,
about.
It's been a great keep listening.
Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
arguing with your friends and supporting them. Really.
Argue
be
with
supportive.
Your friends and then be supportive of them also.
And thanks
thank
for
you
listening.
Guys.
Hey, yeah, thanks guys. Thank you, Jess.
Yay.
Everyone, bye.
bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. I've got some very exciting news for you super fans out there. Contest of Content is now a weekly podcast. That is right, you get to hear us do this nonsense every single week. And to help motivate us to keep it up, please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. Be like Carter, who called me and Nick geniuses in his review. Thank you, Carter. And also, please tell your friends if you think they'd like us. We don't have a lot of ways to advertise, so we really appreciate spreading us by the word of mouth. That's how that phrase goes? Sure. If you're in the LA area, you can see my comedy variety show, Bethulu. Yeah, it's like Cthulhu, but with a B, on August 18th. More details on my Instagram at r2shelby2. Running out of time. Show Instagram, contest of content. Show Twitter, contest_content. Show email, contestofcontent@gmail.com. Theme music by Richard Rosenthal. Podcast art by Corey Fisher. Thank you. I love you. Bye. Thank you.